Chi-squared tests in R are simple in terms of code. To interpret the results, you need to compare the reported chi-squared test statistic against the critical value in the chi-squared table from Appendix A in Kjellstedt and Witten. Alternatively, if your confidence levels is 95%, check to see that the p-value is 0.05 or smaller. To find the right degrees of freedom for your table, there is a formula for tabular association in chi-squared tests. From your book, you can see the formula is df equals number of rows minus 1 times number of columns minus 1. For example, using one variable with 3 categories and another variable with 2 categories, your degrees of freedom will be 3 minus 1 times 2 minus 1 equals 2. The rows in the Appendix A refer to your degrees of freedom. The columns refer to your subject confidence level you wish to have. Typically, you use the 0.05 level. Your chi-squared statistic should be larger than the appropriate value from the chi-squared table.